You know, people gather, and they sing all night. And people gather, and you know, sometimes close to a million. And people gather, and they sing all night. And nobody accuses them of singing too much. But the moment people gather to pray, they pray all night, they say, what's happening? It's not that hard. But you didn't see anything about people singing all night. You didn't even see anything about the drama night, where they were just putting cotton. Sing one, after one, sing one. You didn't see anything. Suddenly, your civilization comes up the moment people start praying. But the truth is, nobody can pray too much. That's just the truth. You can't pray too much. If we are going to win souls for Christ, then we must be men of prayer. Alright, so I want to talk about listening to God. Listening for the voice of God. As we wrap up the ministry year, what a wonderful year it has been for us as a church. Souls won, men saved, men discipled, healings wrought, camp meeting, believers meeting. We've had a lot. Protection supernaturally, provision supernaturally, right? Right? Yeah, we've had a lot. Thorn in the flesh. We've had a lot. But you don't give yourself accolades till you are done. The minister of the gospel must learn to know that the journey is far. I was talking to someone yesterday night, a video call, and the folk was telling me that, I used to enjoy them to pray. And so she was telling me that she prayed a lot, and she prayed 6 hours. She wanted to die. It was a video call. I was just looking at the expressions. It's not easy. Can you go? You can't imagine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I looked at the excitement. This is good. You know, some of you are looking at 6 hours and say, I wish. That's every retreat. Just 6 hours. No, now that's remarkable. Because the fact that she acted upon the instruction I gave. But one thing I told her is, you don't get excited over this. You look forward. You don't give yourself accolades to the end. Even if you pray 72 hours, you don't start saying, 72 hours. It's time to rest for 3 months. 3 months, I will not pray a single prayer like this. This is the way we are praying. We are praying to prepare for a prayer meeting. That is the life of a Christian. And after the prayer meeting, we will pray more. Hallelujah. That's the life of a Christian. So you don't give yourself accolades to the end. You must learn to know that the journey is far. I'm a minister of the gospel. I'm a minister of the power of God. I don't trust in the flesh. You know, we're teaching something on Sundays, the weapons of our warfare, right? And the conclusion is they are not carnal. They are not carnal. Some trust in logics and plans. If you want the church to grow, this is what you would do. You know, just start giving people money or something. Share miracle at the back of your flyers. We don't have a single flyer. I'm not saying having a flyer is wrong. I'm not saying giving food is wrong, but I don't know what's the aim of giving food, really. Santa Claus? Jesus' weapon for the warfare is the preaching of the gospel. Hallelujah. I've stepped on your toes. Hallelujah. The joy is. So, because I'm a minister of the power of God, I will trust in the power of God. If you disciple people and you are a preacher, which every Christian should be, you must learn to pray well. Who says you pray well? Prayer is not seasonal. Prayer is not what you do when you are very mature. Prayer is what makes you that mature. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You must pray. You will pray. You will pray. And so, I want to share the line of listening for God's voice or listening to God. Because we are in very, very sensitive times. the times upon us. I'm not talking about being the end of the year. That's not sensitive time. I'm talking about in the preaching of the gospel, in discipling nations, these times are very sensitive. Year 2020, listen very well to me. Year 2020 is a very sensitive year. Don't say, can God be, God, there's no year in the calendar of God. God exists in no time. Doesn't know whether 2020 or 2019 or 2021. I don't mark new years. I don't have any word for the year. I understand you. I don't have any word for the year. How can you say 2020 is the year of harvests? No, you are wrong. 2017 is harvest for us. 28, the guy that is talking, he has not won his soul in a year. 2017 is harvest for us. 2018 is harvest for us. 2019 is harvest for us. 2020 is harvest for us. All our years harvest.
Harvest.
God does not have any word for any church. There's no church. Don't let any man of God deceive you.
But Jesus spoke to the seven churches in Revelation. And every church received a different instruction. Yes or no? Revelation chapter 2, Revelation chapter 3.
Every church received a different instruction. The church in Simeon did not receive the same thing with the church in Philadelphia. The church in Sardis did not receive the same thing with the church in Laodicea. They received the different commendations and different instructions and different rebukes. And so God can talk to a church independently. And so 2020 for us is a year of the harvest. As you know, we don't wait until December 31. We now do banner unveiling. 2020, Otipe. Otipe. You don't wait. You don't go to the war front and start looking for bullets. Right? Right? You are set. So it's the year of the harvest and the year of open doors for the gospel. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I'm talking about listening to God's voice. Because as we go, what will listen very well? There will be a whole lot of listening to God. Again, let's learn from Samuel. For Samuel. Chapter 3. And the child Samuel, verse 1, ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass, when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, that is, they took light, something like that, when the ark of God was. And Samuel lay down to sleep. Verse 4. And the Lord called Samuel. And the Lord called Samuel. And he answered, here am I. Verse 5. And he ran unto Eli and said, here am I, for thou hast called me. And he said, I called not. Lie down again. And he went to lay down. And the Lord called yet Samuel again. Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou did call me. And he answered, I did not call you, my son. Lay down again. And Samuel did not know it was the Lord. Then that was the Lord, the word of the Lord revealed to him. Verse 8. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli. Here am I. You called me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Then we read verse 9 together. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you, that you will say, speak, Lord, for your servant hears. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood by, and he called as a daughter son, Samuel, Samuel. Then answered Samuel, speak, for your servant, yes. And the Lord told him some things. Hallelujah. Praise God. If by the truth you pick from them, is the value of those who have gone ahead of you. Listen very well. The man who will go far in ministry must know how to listen to God. And the man who will know how to listen to God must know how to listen to men. Are you listening to me? Huh? The one who will go far, he will know how to listen to God. And the one who will know how to listen to God will know how to what? Eh? Listen to men. You see? God will put people in your life to talk to you. The mistake many people make, I've said this and I will say it again and I stand for it. When people tell you, or when people say, go and know God for yourself, there's a whole lot of confusion packaged in that statement. Sometimes last week, I was on social media, was it Instagram or Twitter now? And then, you know, these days people just post anything. Once you see any video, you just see, a pastor, something, something, something. Have you observed anything? Pastor flogging his members for not bringing offering or factory. Pastor, Kinikon, secretary. Pastor this, and pastor that. And what many people don't know, listen very well, is that the devil is the king of the media. Now, say this again. You can't say the media is for Christ, as it were. It's a tool of this world. We are the ones that will be wise in the use of it. And so, you must be careful of the media. So, I saw that, and this particular one was, I think a pastor, he said a pastor was teaching, I forgot that. And someone wrote on that, he said, my people perish because of ignorance. Of course, I'm not going to go into the ministry of that. Ignorance of what? Alright, so he says my people perish because of ignorance. Obviously, the ignorance cannot be because they don't know things in the public. It has to be the gospel. Alright, so he said my people perish because of ignorance. That would be the perish in John 3:16. Alright, and he said, these days, just know God for yourself. Serve God in your house. I already clicked reply. And I just thought, what's the point? I'll be arguing with someone who cannot even quote 10 Bible verses. But he wants to know God for himself. Let me say this, that the vital way to know God is to follow men. If you are going to listen to God well, you will listen to men. God is the one that gave men for us. Should I say it again? God is the one that gave you a pastor. He's not a man. No matter what the media put out, you must learn to listen to God. Ephesians 4, verse 11. In Ephesians 4, verse 11. Are you with me this evening? Huh? Can we read together? No, let's start from verse 7. So we read from verse 7 to verse 13. Straight up, everybody wants to go. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and he gave gifts to men. Now he that ascended, what is it? But he also descended first into the lower parts of the air. He that descended is also the same that ascended far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Verse 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness. So he says, he gave us pastors till we all come into maturity. The reason why you have someone who teaches you God's word is not for obligation of every Sunday. It's not for, listen, it's not so that you can, you can just come on Sunday, you sit down, and then you write. And after service, the pastor is an integral part of your heaven. The heaven the believer said he received at the new birth, God's gift to you is part of that heaven. Sometimes it will take eternity for some people to value the people God gave them. There is no Christian, listen to me, that is called to walk alone. There is no Christian that is called to walk alone. When people talk about some pastors, sometimes I just wonder. And someone, I've told this story before, someone came to my inbox on Facebook. I'm not very active on Facebook anymore. It's been a while. But someone came to my inbox on Facebook one time like that. And he said, I idolize so. That it's too much. I will just be sharing a post. I'll just get it down. I'll be like, I will say my pastor, my God's gift to me. He said, is it Jesus? I don't argue with some people like that. I just said, yes, he is Jesus. Yeah, what do you want to say then? And I said, blasphemy. What's the point of start telling you he's not Jesus? Your brain cannot tell you he's not Jesus. Did you see his name? Jesus of Nazareth. Use it on Facebook. Like him, follow him. Follow stupid. Ah, I said it's Jesus. That's his username now. Can't you see it? Those kind of people will mislead you. The one who will follow God truly, truly must be an ardent follower of men. There is nobody, listen very well, there is no prophet that didn't listen to another prophet. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. In as much as prophets are called to walk alone, Bible says, God said, when I called Abraham, I called him alone. That is, Lot was not involved in the call. Right? As much as your conviction should be rock solid, independent of men. But where would those convictions come from? From God's men. Joshua was so described as the man that poured water on the hands of Moses. No, Elisha. Elisha was described as the man that poured water on the hands of Elijah. You know what that means? It means like a slave. Elisha was never Elijah's slave. Let me let you know. Elijah had other prophets. He had other prophets. And that's the reason why Elisha would say, give me double portion of the anointing. Those of you that use that very well. Someone was telling me that yesterday. What do you want for daily gift? He said, give me double portion of the anointing. When was that sharing that one? You know, and Elisha was described as a man that poured water, literally serving him with his life. Praise God. Joshua, both man and God, called Joshua the servant of Moses. I mean, it became an identity. Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant. When you see people who are doing exploits for God, you will see that they are actually followers of men of God. There's nobody God has called to walk alone. Paul's ministry had to be ascertained by the apostles. I mean, Paul, as much with the wealth of revelation, with the encounter in Acts 9, which he reiterated in Acts 26, with the magnificent, you know, I mean, light from heaven, and the Lord Jesus whom you persecute, you will suffer from my sin. You know, he had encounters. Yet, for his ministry to start at all, Acts 13, they laid hands on Saul and Barnabas. Nobody's called to work alone. But before he started preaching at all, in Galatians chapter 1, Paul said, I went up to Jerusalem. Galatians chapter 1, I stayed with Peter 15 days. I didn't see another person apart from, I also saw James, the brother of the Lord. You can't walk alone. Barnabas had to come in, and he brought Paul in front of the apostles and said, this guy is teaching God's word. You can't walk alone. And so, the plan of God is that he now placed us in supernatural relationships. In what we call supernatural families. What we call the church is a supernatural family. Many people don't know. And so, when people talk about pastors, I would say, keep quiet. If you don't have a pastor, I have one. I know what it means to have a pastor. Don't assume I'm in your shoes. Don't assume I'm in your shoes. I know for some, what they call pastor is the person that comes every Sunday and collects money from them. Right? The person that comes and then they, I don't know, whatever. That's what they call pastor. And so, to them, it's a useless place. But if you, who are God's word, who are taught to pray, now treat your own pastor the way they would treat their own pastor, then shame on you. The shame is on you. And the joke is on you. People who are being, and people who are being exploited week in, week out on seed sowing and everything. You know, they will still idolize their pastor. They will still honor him. And then the one who is taught God's word, the one who much labor is put upon acts like nothing is happening. The joke is on you. Hallelujah. You must learn to listen to God by listening to men well. Well. Hallelujah. Look at it, Samuel. Samuel would have never heard the word of God say that he listened to Eli. Yes or no? Eh? He would just be going to sleep. I'm going to Eli. You called me. And Eli said, I didn't call you. You called me, sir. I didn't call you. Ah. You called me, sir. He took Eli to say, when the voice calls you again, say this. Imagine he didn't want to listen to me. Paul will tell Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2. He says, the things you have heard of me among many witnesses. He didn't say the things you saw on Facebook. He didn't say the things people are teaching, the Christocentric message, the word of God on social media, the word of God on Facebook, anything that the Bible just say. The things you heard from me. Hallelujah. The same thing in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 14. You will continue down with the things that you have learnt and you have been assured of. 2 Timothy 3 verse 14. Knowing of whom you learnt it from. As a teacher talking to his students, there's no truer discipleship, permit that English, than following ardently with your life. People who go for a ministry, people who actually serve God with their heart, they are not after their ego or their own fame. Many people, the reason why they don't want to follow anyone is because they feel like, no, you would not be saying I'm learning from so. No, I'm my own person. I know God myself. You what? You know God yourself. If we left you to know God yourself, you will be in hell. You that you have diverse kind of doctrine. Your doctrine is not even found in that of the Pharisees. The Sadducees are aspiring to get to your own level of falsehood. You want to know God for yourself. Men taught men. It has always been like that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see someone like Brian Higgins still quoting Kenyon. Kenyon will still tell you that, maybe 50 years ago, he read so. People who God use, they are not afraid to follow. They are not. A true disciple will learn to listen to his pastor. And we learn to follow well. If you can do that, just those two, you will be rock solid. When you find Christians who their conviction and who their feet is shaking in the ministry, go and find out. It doesn't ask someone who is loyal to. Let me say this. Loyalty helps you to listen to God clearer. I know when I said listen to God, you must have thought I will go in the line of obeying the leading of the Spirit. God's Spirit is actually pointing our attention to this. When there are too many voices, that is when confusion comes. Direction is in a single voice. Imagine you are going somewhere and you're asking for the road. And as you're asking for the road, one yard is selling granite at the roadside. You just say, that way you're going to. If you go like this, you know Nigerians, the way it's scary. As you're going straight, you turn to the right. And as you were saying it, the conductor just said, that way you're going to, that one you're still talking, you know? No, that's not the proper way. He didn't come, with the passer. Just, if you bust out from a Clerk Street, bust out on that bridge. As that one is talking, the driver said, no. And the three of them, maybe five people were talking together. Are you going to get direction? Huh? You know what you have is information. You will know Clerk Street. We know on that bridge. The only place you will not know is where you are going to. Hallelujah. That's the only place you will know. And so, direction is in a single voice. Confusion is in many voices. No matter how legitimate and how truthful and sincere those voices are, five truths can cause confusion. And so you must learn your simple-heartedness in listening to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. God has called us to follow. Jesus, oftentimes, when he called the 12, what did he tell them? Eh? Follow me. That's what the direction is. If you will know how to listen to God, you will know how to listen to men of God. Praise God. If we want to do ministry in 2020 and beyond, or as a church,
Each and every one of us must learn to listen to God proper.
We must learn.
All hands must be on deck. And the proper function of that will be order. O-R-D-E-R. Order. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Proper function that will order.
And so as a church, we are positioning ourselves for the years ahead. Listening to a single voice. When I see people who follow too many people, they don't get to be my friends. They don't get to be my friends. Just me.
Omu embi, omu bimbi, omu simbi, omu dimbi.
At the end of the day, we can't trace your loyalty to anybody. It's a shame. It's a shame. Listen very well. If you are being taught God's word and you are growing in a place and people don't know the person you are listening to, it's a shame on you. It's a shame. It means, listen very well, you are not following well. You are not following well. In Acts chapter 3, truth to chapter 5, listen to very, very well. In Acts chapter 3, truth to chapter 5, they arrested Peter and John. And that was what led to the prayer in Acts chapter 4, verse 29 to 30, when he said, grant your servant, verse 29, that as they preach your word, signs and wonders may be wrought in the name of your only child, Jesus, right? You know, they arrested Peter and John. What did they tell them? They said, these guys are illiterate. It is clear. But they have followed Jesus. Let's look at it. Acts 3. Acts chapter 3. I'm going to close very soon now. Verse 13. Verse 12. Peter said, verse 8, filled with the Holy Ghost, he said, you rulers, Acts 4:8. You rulers and people, elders of Israel, if we these days be examined of the good deed due to the impotent man, by what means is he made whole? Be it unto you, Acts 4, verse 10 now, be it known unto you all, the people of Israel, that the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God has raised from the dead, even then by this man stands whole. This is the stone which was set, not of you builders, but it has become the cornerstone. Verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is no other name given among them under heaven, where among men women shall be saved. Verse 13, can we verse 13 together once you go? Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and they perceived that they were what? Unlearned and ignorant men. They marveled, and they took knowledge of them that what? They had been with Jesus. True followers cannot hide it. It's not what people start guessing. I mean, this is the last place for you to know who they have been. They took notes. It's like, these guys are Jesus' guys. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those who do God's will are people who are loyal to the people God has put his will in his hands. I'll say that again. Those who do God's will. Loyalty is part of doing God's will. You'll be loyal to the vision. You'll be loyal to your church. Be loyal to your church. When God places you somewhere, you stand strong there. When God puts you somewhere, stand strong there and stand well. Stand there for decades and be able to tell God, I didn't move an inch. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me this evening? Tell God, I didn't move an inch. I stayed where you put me. The work of the ministry thrives in the hands of loyal men. That's where it thrives. If you are 100%, 100%, 100%, all of us 100% submitted to a single vision, we have the head covered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, God does not need a million people. 2, 10 committed and focused people are enough. How many were the apostles? They scattered entire Israel. I mean, they took a nation, a whole nation, historically about 2.5 million. They took a whole nation and they preached the gospel. 12 people. We don't need much. We don't need much. We just need people that will stand with the vision. We need Timothy. A Timothy to Paul. A Timothy to Paul. A Timothy to Paul. As I close, let's look at Philippians chapter 2. Look at what Paul now said about Timothy. And you ask yourself, can this be said about me? In Philippians chapter 2. Hallelujah. Verse 19. We read verse 19 to 20 to verse 20.
19:21. Want to go? But I trust in the Lord. No, everybody. Want to go? But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. Verse 20. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. Verse 21. For all seek their own, and not the things where Jesus Christ. Verse 22. But you know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he has served me with the gospel. See what he said. Paul is talking to the people in Philippi and said, you know him. I'm not introducing him to me. I'll tell Timothy, you know him. This one has saved me. He saved me like a son to the Father in the gospel. That's what we need. Is the help much harvest? Much will be done if we have men like this. He said he has served me with his heart. Like a son to the Father. He served me in the gospel. He didn't say he served the Lord though. Did you see that? He didn't say he served the Lord. He didn't say continue in the things that the Lord continue in the things I told you. That's discipleship. Double allegiance is no allegiance. Double loyalty is no loyalty at all. Praise God. I choose to stand with what God is doing, to stay strong in God's plan for my life, to stay faithful, to stay loyal, to stay strong. I choose to know how to listen. I didn't hear that well. I choose to know how to listen. Hallelujah. Like a son to the Father, he has served me in the gospel. 2020 beyond, much will be done and much will be accomplished when we have men that stand strong. We all want loyal people. We all want people. How many of you want loyal friends? Your friends that you know that even in your absence, they are standing there for you. How about that? Hallelujah. I met someone recently. He was talking about a friend he lost 20 years ago. I was there about. And he was just saying, what's he saying with so much? He said, if he was here. I said, wow, what a friend. This guy is not here. He won't even know if you're talking bad about him. You needed to see the way he was defending someone who was late. They're quite older than I am. I was just looking at them. The way he was defending someone who was late, amidst their fellow peers that I knew. So no, he can't do that. I said, wow. Some loyalty. Loyalty to someone who is late. 20 years ago. You would have said, I know it might be able to, well, that's past. He said, no. Then I asked him, I said, why that kind of strength and energy to defend that? He said he would have done the same thing for me. We want people like that. Hallelujah. But this time around, for the gospel, for the cause, for the church, for the church, for your church. It's called your church. It's called your church. So stop jumping about. Stay strong. Know how to listen. Hallelujah. I know how to listen. Just pray for ourselves in a few minutes. Just go ahead and pray for yourself.